Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, Soraya, and welcome back to the Sunday episode of the Pronunciation Challenge.
I believe we've all had the experience of being woken up by a terrible dream. I know that's really bad, because every time we dream of something nice, 好比说梦到帅哥或是美女的时候, after waking up, we can't remember anything.
But bad dreams, which we often call nightmares, get so real that after we wake up covered in sweat, it seems like we really go through some terrible stuff, like free-falling from a high building or taking a broken elevator.
我们到底为什么会做噩梦呢? Go watch the video and we'll talk about it later. And now, let's take a look at the sentence of the day.
In other words, nightmares are sort of like factories that turn your fears into memories. In other words, nightmares are sort of like factories that turn your fears into memories.
换句话说,噩梦像是工厂,你的恐惧会被转化成记忆。
The sentence is pretty short, so let's break it down into three parts. The first part is, in other words, 很直观就是换句话说的意思。那在其他用法上呢,也有 put it differently, put another way, namely 之类的,都是可以其他去做选择的用法。好,那第二个部分, nightmares are sort of, nightmares就是噩梦的意思,大家应该都知道。 那如果你想要形容一场灾难，就是那种很惨的状况，好比说跟很雷的组员一起报告，然后你还要帮他做他的那个part的部分，这种状况好了，这种噩梦也可以用nightmare来形容哦。所以nightmare不仅仅只是讲做梦的那种噩梦，像我们的口语，我们中文里面会讲天啊，跟他共事真是一场噩梦的这种噩梦，也可以是nightmare。OK，那这个里面的sort of。 Sort of 是类似有那么一点这个意思，那它的发音也还蛮有趣的，就是母语者们呢会把 of 这个字弱化来读，变成这个音，然后跟前面的 sort 连在一起念，变成 sort of。那你们肯定也会想到一个很常见的跟这个很相似的片语，就是 kind of。 两个差别在哪里呢？答案就是没有差别，他们连发音的原理都一样。 of 弱化成 a， kind of 变成 kinda， 都是在表达类似有一点的这种感觉，让表达不要这么直接的用法哦。就是好比说我们会说，差不多啦，对啦，类似啦的这种用法。所以在网络上面呢，可能会看到有人打 sorta。 S-O-R-T-A 或者是 kinda K-I-N-D-A 就是在讲 kind of 跟 sort of 咯，但这个是很不正式的用法啦，所以就是不要用在可能正式的文书里面。好，那最后一个部分 Like factories that turns your fears into memories. Turn your fears into memories 将你的恐惧转变成记忆嘛。 Turn A into B 就是将A改变成B, change something into something的意思啦, 他们两个其实是一样的片语用法。那句子的话好比说就是 The magician turned the napkin into a pigeon, 这个魔术师将手帕变成了一只鸽子。 This is it for today's challenge. Pretty easy and straightforward, isn't it? I think a nightmare is like a mirror. It reflects fears deep into your mind, and you have to face it in your dream. 影片里面说到，因为恐惧是一个很模糊的一个概念，所以大脑会帮你排解这份恐惧。做过噩梦之后，因为太刻骨铭心了，就会有一种好像事情真的发生过的感觉，它就会转变成 memory. 所以这是为什么他说会就是 turn your fears into memories. 所以整体来讲也是还蛮有趣的，感觉我们大脑是不是其实有点鸵鸟啊？ 就是硬要该讲这样是鸵鸟嘛，就是硬要让你具现化之后，让你比较好面对那种感觉吧。我本人超级会做梦，只要睡着都会做梦。应该说人其实只要睡着都会做梦，只是你记不记得而已。但是我都会记得，而且我应该最常做的噩梦就是搭到 坏掉电梯的梦，然后已经太长，长到我上次又梦到这个场景的时候，我竟然在梦里面吐槽自己说，又来，又电梯又坏掉这样子，就是可能是，而且也可能是因为我真的太常做梦，就 have deja vu， 就是 deja vu 就是清醒梦的，你可以操控自己梦里面在干嘛，就是我有清醒，我一天我还蛮常会做清醒梦的啦。好，但是我要跟你们讲一个就是最可怕的噩梦。就是周末要结束了 ，No! Alright, thanks you for tuning in. Tell us about your worst nightmare and leave your comments and recording down below. And enjoy your day. Have a sweet dream tonight. See you real soon.